Off the Ball, GAA.
That was a revenge mission in full flight. The only fortunate thing about it for Cork was that it was in a game of no consequence.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Drogheda United manager Kevin Doherty, last week your team drew here 1-1 against Derry City, but you were really effusive in your praise of your team's performance. How would you assess tonight's performance and getting the victory here against Bohemians?
Excellent. We were excellent last week against Derry. Probably what people forget, last week Derry were coming into the game winning 5 out of 6 or 6 out of 7 goals the same, which, let's be honest, should have won the game last week. Should have been 2 up. I don't know if you can see it in the chance, but it's a deflected goal. But tonight's a different performance in some ways, because both are different teams, both have so many talented individuals, and they've been on a brilliant run themselves. So I'm delighted with the performance. Luke probably had to make a save, a couple of really good saves at the end,
and he did it. And in the first half, the Rooney header.
Both are chances, and absolutely. I think there's two clean sheet away to Shells, clean sheet home to Bowes. So the kids clean sheet against Derry to flake the goal. But
Just ask you about two decisions. The first one you probably were too concerned about, but there was a goal scored by Jordan Flores. See if you can think that was onside.
I don't know. And then they're unlucky, because you look at us last week against Derry, not a decision, but spins in from toward the yards and exposed to Texas. So I've been certainly crying out for a bit of luck, and if you're telling me that was onside, well, then we've got a bit of luck there. But
the penalty, there was no question really over Conor Keeley.
No, and I thought we could have had one before, so I had to warrant some swings around a bit. But both played well. We've got some really good players.
Warren Davies, did you feel you got more out of him after his under-21 call-up this week?
Yeah, look, but to be fair, he's been brilliant all year, so I don't know how much more we can get out of him. Really thrilled for him with the 21 thing, but for me it's more what he does for us. Obviously, we enjoy it for him and his family, because it means a lot to him, like, you know. But he's been brilliant for us, absolutely brilliant. And we're just getting to that stage of the game as well. We've played in a lot of minutes,
I was going to ask, because did you feel maybe you lost momentum when he came off?
No, I was always going to go. Sometimes people look at us and think it changed the game. The game was changing at that stage anyway.
Yeah.
And I knew Thomas, for set pieces, is definitely a little stronger. And can run in, and had the energy to run in behind as well, which happened a couple of times, but not all the time. So I have to be honest, I'm really just thrilled with the results and the performance.
Maybe one man who won't get as many plaudits. It's the old cliche, does the dirty work. Luke Keeney tonight was outstanding.
Yeah, brilliant. It doesn't get enough credit. And sometimes it doesn't get enough credit for me, because he's here, I'm on my 7.5, so he's here 6.5 years. But once his discipline, and if he wants to, and I don't mean discipline with yellow cards, because he has a couple of reds, it's tactical discipline, the shape and all that type of stuff, but he's brilliant. He's the energy, the levels are ridiculous, unbelievably good. I'm really, really, I'm pleased with Luke. I'm pleased for Luke, because again, he had to wait his time to start games. Die for him.
How important was tonight's win? Just when you think back, one win in the last 8 games. Now, I know 6 of those were draws, but to get the win tonight, and especially against one of your top 4 rivals, how important was it?
Yeah, it was great. But again, I think there's a lot made of that. As I said, last Friday, 2 minutes away from beating Derry. So the performances were good, so I was never worried about that. Look, you want to win every game you play, and it's great to get 3 points, especially against Bowes, as I said, who are a really, really good team. So, I have to say, I'm just beating myself now, but I'm just thrilled with the result.
And just finally, Douglas James Taylor, is his loan up in June? What's the story with him?
Yeah, I was asked to have gone already, but a lot going on at the moment.
Are you hoping to keep him beyond that?
I'll keep him 10 years if I could. Good players would like to do that with him. We'll be chatting about that soon. We'll be talking about it soon.
And just your own contract obviously got sorted out there last week or so. How happy were you with that? Was there any kind of, I'm sure there was no talk of you going anywhere else?
No. There was probably rumours and all that type of stuff. But no, I'm delighted to be here. I'm really, really happy to be here. I'm so pleased with the direction the club is going in. We're not doing things that we're looking for success at, throwing things overnight. We're doing it the right way. It's not, we're building year on year, and probably the progress that we've come in the last year is massive. So just really happy. You can see how much it means to me. I'm here. I mentioned earlier on, I'm here 7.5 years. With no desire to do anything else for now, because it's this club being loyal to me and loyal to the club.
Thanks. Just one quickly, Waterford away, isn't it, the next game? And I was looking, you've got, I think it's a spell of 14 days where you'll have 5 games. That's going to be really tough on your squad.
Yeah, and look, we need that mid-season break. So we'll put some energy in the bank, maybe. So, now look, we'll worry about that when we're going to try and pick up as many points as we can before then. But I have to say, when we get to Waterford, I don't even talk about the break yet because we're not a game next week, but when we do get to the break, players will certainly deserve it.
Thank you, Kevin.
Thanks, Steve.
Bohemians manager Alan Reynolds, commiserating on the defeat tonight. Just want to ask you first about the goal scored by Jordan Flores in the first half. Vinnie Perth was co-commentating with me. He felt that it shouldn't have been called offside. What was your view?
No, I'm the same as Vinnie. I felt it was a goal. I spoke to the linesman about it, and it's look, I need to look back at it. He said and whatever, and I said, look, it's a goal in our eyes, big decision, you know. And I, to be fair, I think we deserved it to go ahead and give away a soft penalty. So on the goal, I'd agree with Vinnie on that.
The penalty, then, you think that was a fair shout?
I do. I think that. You can make body contact, we know they go down easy, but I think Sean got a little bit too tight. But, if you're going to do that, they're going down.
Across the game, there's a lot of really good attacking play from your team, a lot of probing, maybe just especially in the second half, not getting in behind that Jolly United defence.
Yeah, there was, but look, to get behind them when they're, you know, the way they've been hanging on to a lead is difficult, but we created a good few chances. Collie Whelan hits a crossbar, and Huey Smith has a great chance, Archie the rebound. So, like, there wasn't loads of chances, but there were some good ones there that we could have, I feel we should score.
And is it all the more frustrating, I suppose, that you've been on such a good run to take that defeat then tonight?
Yeah, it is, yeah. Look, come here, the runs are always going to stop, you know. At some stage, we need to bounce back for them next Friday. But I thought the performance was good, and look, we're all disappointed in the air. We felt we should have got something out of the game, if not won it, but look, dust ourselves down.
Just to ask you about, I suppose, player movements coming up in June. Sean Graham's loan deal is June, up at the end of June. Will he be going back to Crystal Palace? That's what I've heard anyway.
Yeah, it might take. I need to go back to you, but we'll have him for a few games after the break, so we'll see what happens then.
Is there any chance of extending that then, do you think?
No, I wouldn't.
Okay. Would you be maybe looking to bring Keane Byrne back from Galway United then after the end of his loans up in June as well?
Yeah, that's the plan. Like, he's playing away at the moment, and Keane, but the reason we sent him out is to get minutes and experience, and he's done really well, so he'd be one that'll come back.
And are you kind of looking anywhere else, maybe in the centre forward position or something?
Yeah, of course, don't we look, but the lads have been really good here, you know, so but we will look to add to it. Just getting the right ones.
One player that has been mentioned to me, and obviously you have a relationship there with Stephen O'Donnell going back, Pat Hooban. Will he be a player maybe on the radar?
No, I'm not going to speak to any player, you know, at all. He's a dirty player, so
not for me. Okay. So looking ahead to next week's game then, what's the preparation for this week?
Look, we'll take tomorrow off and we'll get in Sunday, Monday, and you know, recharge. Look, as we said, the players have been really good run, and you know, they'll bounce back. They've done that before, and we've had tough times. We're on a really good run, and it's time to go again.
Thanks, Alan.
Thank you.
I'm joined by Shelburne manager Damien Duff following his side's victory over Sligo Rovers here at Tolka. What do you make of that?
Amazing resilience from the lads on the floor, going 1-0 down after 2 minutes. Poor goal to give away. Everybody doubting them. So amazing resilience to come back in at half time and 2-1 up. We get the third, and listen, the goal from Elding's absolutely outstanding. It gets them back in the game and probably makes it for a nervy finish. But I thought any time we played with the speed and the quality and just moving the ball with a simplicity tonight, we played through them, created chances. So nervy finish, but a deserved win.
You spoke beforehand about freshening up the side with a few changes. One of them was John Martin coming in, and he couldn't have done much more, could he?
Pleased for him. It hasn't really dropped for him. He's had chances this year, cleared off the line. He's been brilliant for us since he came in. The start of last season, played a big part in us winning the league. So really pleased for him, because I know he'll be disappointed maybe at times with the minutes he's had. But here, he's played a big part against Sligo. Goal away down the showgrounds, and 3 tonight. Not many people, as Joey said up there, score hat-tricks in this league. Not many people have done it for us over the years. I think the last one was Moylan, which included two penalties. So three from open play, outstanding.
Another tough test next week now away to Cork.
Yeah, they're all tough, but it's one that we'll start preparing for right away. Obviously, new manager in, so fresh ideas, a freshness, of energy about the club. Always a tough place to go, but one that I can't wait for already.
Joined now by Sligo gaffer John Russell after his side defeat here in Tolga Park. How would you assess that one?
Look, disappointed to be going down the road with no points. Brilliant goal to, you know, off a set play we worked on during the week, and Garrett McElroy is such a threat, and to get ourselves in front away from home was really important. I thought we played well first half, but the two goals we've given away, they're absolute gifts. Now we've got to defend it. Just two crosses from a wide area, and Martin nips in on both of them, and look, that's been our Achilles heel this year, just giving goals away that are so preventable. And then second half, the third goal against, exact same, down the side, ball across 6 yard box, you just have to deal with it. We get a man, get runs off the back of us, and it's an easy goal, and we go 3-1 down. But unbelievable response from the group to keep doing this all season. Owen Elding, unbelievable strike, what a talent. And we push right to the death trying to get an equaliser, but you know, final ball in the last few minutes, just not good enough.
Yeah, it was like Talca went, you know, shut down when Elding hits that in. Is there frustration? Is it an element of luck going forward at times, or is it just, you know, frustration amongst the attackers?
Look, it's not luck. It's us not defending properly. Like, we're conceding too many goals this season. I think everyone can see that. We know that as a group. The lads know that in there tonight. They're desperately disappointed because for large spells of the game here, we've come to the home of the champions and we've played well. We've created some good chances. Yeah, we've had to defend our box. You know, you're away from home, but the goals that we have conceded tonight, they're all preventable. They're all gifts, and we're not getting those gifts, unfortunately.
Another tough test back on home turf next week.
Yeah, look, the game's come ticking fast. We have to dust ourselves down. Again, there's large parts of the game tonight we're very pleased with. We go again at home. We've had a big travelling support tonight. Hopefully we can pack out the showgrounds. You know, we need to get our home form going. Look, we played really well last week. Kept a clean sheet tonight. If we give away the goals that we give away, it's going to be hard to get points on the board. But look, a lot of positives. Really believe in this group. Look, we've got a lot of young players, but you look at Garrett McElroy getting a goal tonight, Owen Elling getting, I think it's the seventh of the season. Ronan Manning coming in, the subs making an impact off the bench. Keep going to the death. Unfortunately, we didn't get that in tonight.
John, emotional scenes there at the end. Hard fought, but great victory for your side.
Yeah, very good victory. Hard fought. You know, Jura's come in. There was a bounce about Cork tonight. You know, they moved the ball around. You could see we lacked confidence. Lads have had a tough 3 or 4 weeks. We just didn't. It can knock your team, and it knocks us a little bit. But still, in the first half, there was nothing in the game. We made a mistake in the stroke of half time, and O'Sullivan missed. Second half, we came out and we played much better. Conditions were difficult. Obviously, Moses scored, and you know, we played, you know, suicide football then for the next couple of minutes with a couple of frees. Played past them quickly, lost the possession. Obviously, the penalty was, you know. I think Mark is a very good referee, but there was no penalty kick. It's a very bad decision, and brings them back into the game, and it gives them a lift, and they take a bit of control. We were dangerous, obviously Greg's header near the end, but McCormick to come on and get the winner. It was a big win for us, and brilliant for supporters. They've been disappointed the last couple of weeks, but the noise levels were brilliant. Even though the crowd numbers were down, they still were behind the team massively, and we're happy with the 3 points.
You talked about how difficult the conditions were. It was kind of a swirly breeze. Even when you come down pitch side, you notice it even more. A case of really rolling up your sleeves tonight.
Yeah, we had to do that. Cork were good. Obviously, they brought on Shawnee at half time. You could see, you know, his tricks. A brilliant player he is, and you know, he was causing us problems. But we're just overall, like, the penalty changed the game back in our favour. But to be fair to the lads, you know, they dug in. Been difficult few weeks, and we've given away a few late goals, but they dug in and we got one ourselves, and 3 big points for us.
Yeah, you could see just pure raw emotion around the place. William McCormack, he doesn't get too many goals, but he stuck it away, and everything just went a bit wild.
Yeah, he did. And walked hard and laid it off to him, and he held his head and finished, and a big win for us, and we move on. You know, massive game next week in Shamrock Rovers, but a big 3 points for us tonight, and it stopped our losing streak, which was important.
Jared, defeat of the death, a tough one to take, no doubt.
Yeah, incredibly tough to take. Absolutely. Even tougher for our fans because they've seen it before. So incredibly tough to take. We've got to work consistently. Consistently to improve. I've had 3 or 4 days with the players, but I need to make them better quick because the situation that we're in, we need to improve. We need to be much better at defending certain moments in the game, key moments in the game, and that's what we've got to work on a lot and quickly.
Tough game, very even at times, but you're probably disappointed with a couple of missed opportunities, particularly the first half.
Yeah, I think that's fair to say. I think the first half performance, a lot of good aspects in terms of what we've worked on this week, and I think anyone who watched the game will see we had some good opportunities where I think we should have more to show for that. Look, goals change games. It's a different game then, but all I'm doing is talking about excuses and this is a results business. We need to be better on the scoreboard in terms of finding results.
You conceded in probably a fortunate enough goal in the first half, or in the second half, I beg your pardon, but you responded quite well and got an equaliser very, very quickly.
Yeah, the group, since I've come in, the effort, I can't fault the effort. The effort's been really high from the players. They've worked hard, they've been together, they're a good group, they're fighting, they want to do really well for Cork City. I don't doubt that in one bit. We need to make improvements, that's for sure. We need to have players fit and available. We lost two defenders this week again. So we need to really look into this. We need to improve in this area. We're stretched across that back four. We've made changes in the game, and I think that was a contributing factor. But the bottom line is we need to defend better all over the pitch in key moments. Whoever that is, the personnel, as a team, we need to be far more ruthless in that area, because ultimately what happens is if you give teams an inch, they will take it.
Shamrock Rovers manager Stephen Bradley joins us now. Stephen, a victory in the end up, but for long periods in the second half, I think a draw would have been a fair result.
I don't agree, I have to say. I thought first half there you were the better team. They got a few set players, got the crowd involved, which we felt they would do. But I thought second half we dominated the game, to be honest. I thought we completely controlled the game and the goal was completely against the run of play. And I felt we fully deserved to win on the second half performance.
In the first half, you had a penalty appeal turned down. I don't know how much you've seen of it, but from our commentary position, I certainly thought that you had a big appeal, and I think it should have been given.
Yeah, we seen it back. For me, it's a blatant handball, you see defenders now with ball, hands down with the side, and it's not given. I understand that one, but his arm is stretched out, and it's a shot on goal. It's a blatant penalty. I was really disappointed. Obviously, the ref didn't give us that.
You brought on some subs in the second half, got your just rewards. Michael Noonan was one of them. Aaron McInniff was the other one. It had to be Aaron.
Yeah, look, it was great. Our bench was strong again. We knew we'd play a part, especially after the three games in a week. We knew the players in midfield would get tired. The players that came on gave us real energy. And Aaron McInniff does what he does. He arrives in the box and scores goals. And I'm delighted for him.